I weep or slumber, America, land of brave and true, with castles and clothing and food for all belongs to you. Every man a king, every man a king, for you can be a millionaire. But there's something belonging to others, there's enough for all people to share. When it's sunny June and December too, or in winter time or spring, there'll be peace without end, every neighbor a friend, with every man a king.
Now, my friends, in the year 1916, President Woodrow Wilson asked the Congress of the United States to allow him to appoint an industrial relations commission to determine what was the cause of industrial unrest at that time prevailing in America. And the Congress passed such authority for the president, and he appointed an industrial relations committee. And at the conclusion of a number of months' labor, they reported that the chief cause of the trouble existing at that time was that 2% of the people owned 60% of the wealth, and that 65% of the people owned less than 5% of the wealth of the United States. They also said that there was a middle class of about one-third the people who owned about one-third of the wealth. And that middle class, I take it, was what was more or less holding hair and hide together at the time of this report of 1916. But to sum up what that report said way back there nearly 20 years ago under President Wilson, what that report said was that our chief trouble then was that two men owned twice as much as 98 owned, and that the great bulk of our population, two-thirds of all of our people, own less than 1/20 of the entire wealth of this country. Now, as bad as that condition was, when 1930 rolled around, we found a condition twice that bad. And when 1935 rolled around, we found a condition far worse than it was in 1930.